It's the time of year when many of us start planning gifts for charitable organizations. And whether you're giving to a group you've long supported or looking for a new charity, there are a few things to know. So let's get thoughts on giving and maybe getting back at tax time or not. From Jill Schlesinger, a CBS business analyst, host of Jill on Money, and our frequent advisor. Jill, some pandemic tax rules around charitable giving have expired. So what's different this year?
So this was under the CARES Act, which permitted any taxpayer who made a cash contribution of $300 as an individual, $600 as a couple. If you made that donation to a qualifying charity, you got a deduction for it. But that was only for the year 2020 and 2021. This year, 2022, to get some sort of deduction for your charitable giving, you must be an itemizer. And that means you, instead of taking the standard deduction, you lump together a bunch of different categories. And if you are an itemizer, then you can take a charitable deduction. If not, you cannot. And just to remind you, only about 10% of tax filers itemize. So that means most people are giving out of the goodness of their hearts.
Well, let's just remind people who are new to all of this. This is why people were giving. Traditionally, yes, it was the goodness of their hearts, but also it was the end of the year.
Yes.
to make it into that year so that it could be a tax deduction. So who doesn't itemize? I mean, tell us more about who would not qualify for this new thinking.
You know, when you think of what is a standard deduction, it's a lump sum that the government gives you that lops down your tax bill. Okay, so it's $12,950 if you're an individual filer, $25,900 if you're married filing jointly. So if you think you might be eligible to itemize, you tally up what you spent on state and local taxes, plus your mortgage interest, plus any out-of-pocket medical expenses, and your charitable donations. If all that stuff adds up more to more than the standard deduction amount, then you are an itemizer. You are one of the 10% of tax filers, and that means that you can actually get a tax benefit for your charitable giving.
Yeah. Is this going to hurt charitable organizations? Do you see waves of people going, ugh, if I can't get a tax deduction, then I'm not going to give that $50 or $100 to that group that I formerly gave to?
You know, this was the first fear when we had the Trump administration tax cuts, which changed the standard deduction. It made the standard deduction higher. And it was very worrisome to many charitable organizations because they felt like, well, what, now we're not going to get as many people. It didn't turn out that way, but it didn't turn out that way. And the economy was stronger. And people were making money in the stock and bond markets. And this year's a different year. So I think a lot of charities are sort of white-knuckled right now, wondering whether inflation plus the fear of what's going to happen next year in the economy, plus this change in the tax rules, is this all going to conspire and make it a bad year for charities? I hope not, because they need your money.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS business analyst, host of Jill on Money. You're charitable. So thank you, Jill, so much.
Thank you.